Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life Laughter Happiness. And today I have my co-host Barbara here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am here, Johnny.
And
hi,
Barbara,
nice to be here because I know what's going to happen.
You're
and I just wanted before you introduce her, our guest. Thank you. I just want to tell you, Johnny the waiter, he likes to be called.
Yes.
I want to tell you thank you so much because you are doing this because you thought I could benefit from it.
Exactly.
And you're doing it as a nice gesture to me. And thank you. So continue, please.
She is, in my opinion, been a little stressed out lately, you know, and I wanted to do something nice for her. So I ran into
the doctor. The therapist we have on is stressed out.
Well, Amber Henry. So what I did was I talked
Who's
to my friend
she?
Amber.
Amber's
Henry.
Here?
Amber Henry.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Now, let me read to you all the things that you do. It says here that you are certificates in Reiki 1, 2, and 3. You do tarot reading as well as pendulum reading. And it says here that you are a druid and a remote viewer. So we're getting a full expert here. Now, the reason is, I must admit, we've done this sort of thing before, and it was a real hit when it happened. I mean, it was one of the things, in fact.
No,
that was
we did not. And meditation are two different things. We never did a break on a live.
We've done chakra cleanses on here before. We've
chakra
done chakra
cleanses.
I keep trying
either.
To
That's
tell
different.
Him that.
Yeah. Okay, let her explain. Well, thank you. It was a very nice introduction, but let's hear it from Amber herself.
Let's hear it from Amber.
Who are you and your, what you do and your role in your person, patient, I don't know what you even call me, will be today.
Client.
Let's go. Okay.
Basically, I was called to be a healer 2 years before 2013. A friend of mine I ran into taught me how to heal my achy knees because I have problems with my knees and they would ache and I couldn't walk on them. So he taught me how to heal my knees. And then after that, there was a Reiki class, Reiki 1, on 2013. So I went to that and got my first degree. And then 2 years later, in 2015, I got my second degree.
So there's a lot of studying to become a Reiki healer.
Well, there's a lot of studying and a lot of memorization. You have to memorize the symbols. And you have to do so many hours before you can even get to level three. I've completed level three right now. But
you cannot say, hey, I'm going to help you, cleanse you, unless you are a certified real Reiki healer. And that is totally different than what we had on our show. We had a person that never even took a class doing chakra cleanses for people, which
that
it was nice. But, you know, because Amber was trying to tell you the difference before. And I think it's important to know all of these healers don't just do the same thing. That's why they call it different things. So tell us how it is different than other forms of healing through, I don't know, what would you call it? Not meditation, because that's a whole separate thing.
Let me try to explain a little bit. I've got, what is Reiki? It helps the body heal itself. It promotes the energy. You're a channel, basically. The spirit works through you and out your hands. And it what it does is it helps the client heal themselves. It sponsors like special electrical things, energy things. It helps the body heal itself, and then vitalizes body, mind, and spirit. Helps the connection to spirit and mental well-being. Balances chakras and the body's energies. loosens up blocked energy, promotes a state of total relaxation.
Okay, healing modality. Wait, Johnny. I had a little question.
I didn't see anything.
Am I going to have all of that done to me? That's a lot. Or is it many sessions to get fully cleansed?
No, one session does it all.
Oh, good. Okay, now, Johnny, ask your question, please.
No, I wasn't going to ask a question. But I do want to say this one thing, just so you know, and this is sort of – I should say this, though, because I want to make sure that people understand. When this sort of thing is happening, we will not be taking calls. This is – the only people that are going to be on the air are me, Barbara, and Amber, and you're more than welcome to listen, but we will not be taking calls. I say that just so
– Okay, why? Have they tried to call? Have they tried to call tonight?
It's just that this is for Amber's benefit. Amber and I were talking about this, and I told her that I was going to reassure – I reassured her that we would not be taking calls just to kind of make her feel more at ease that, you know, she doesn't have
to – Well, why would we want to? Johnny – of course we're not. You've got the button. You're not taking calls. Good.
Let's continue.
Let's move on.
Yeah,
people are not want to wait for all of this. Let's do it.
Right.
We got the gist of it. I love it. We're not taking calls because why would we want to interrupt the healer?
Who is Amber
right now starting?
Can I ask you a few things, Barbara?
We're going to do all the shout-outs and find her afterwards.
What? Can I ask you a few things, Barbara?
Yes.
What is going on in your life lately? Have any accidents?
I went through a bout of feeling completely just creative. I was so creative.
Okay.
I was doing so well financially. And then I hit the wall. I think I worked too hard and I hit the wall. And then my mind went completely blank. And I feel good now. I feel good again. Like I've had a break, you know, for a couple of months, but I really need to get back to hard work and doing my selling that I used to do and making a lot of money. And I'm feeling it's really hard to get back into the flow of things. That's it. I mean, yeah, I have some physical ailments if you want to talk about that as well.
Yeah, a little bit. You don't have to go into details. I'll probably pick it up. Let's see.
Have you helped somebody with my problem yet? In your career?
With creativity?
Yes. A mind block, yeah. I would call it. A blockage.
I have a special Reiki symbol that I would use that is just for that specific thing. So, yeah, I've had it before. I've had a lot of different clients. And, there was this one girl that her period went on for 2 weeks and she couldn't afford the doctor. And she asked me to do Reiki on her, and I did, and her period stopped.
Wow. So there is a lot to this.
There's a
very
lot
powerful
to it.
Energy. Energy is everything,
and we are not
acknowledging it, right, Amber? We're not acknowledging the power of ourselves, really, are we?
No, we're not. Because we
okay,
all
Okay, well,
have
I'm ready.
The... Okay.
Wait, I mean, we can talk more about the whole thing afterwards. How long does this take?
About 30 to 45 minutes.
Okay, we better get started, so we'll have some time at the end to give you your shout-out so people know where to find you so you can get more clients like me, Barbara Moore, laying here on my nice bed, totally comfortable, ready for my Reiki. What would you call it? Therapy, cleanse?
Reiki session. Reiki session.
Okay. I know we have a lot of listeners that have been very interested in Reiki, so here's the time to listen and learn. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
I hear music.
Are you relaxed, Barbara?
Yes. Was that your music? I just heard music. Like the music somebody would play for. It's so weird. This place is very spiritual. In fact, my little peppers that I like, they were floating in the air today. People are going to think I'm weird. I looked over and my little pepper flakes, they were inside their thing and they were floating in the air. I don't know why. I took a video of it. And And then I just heard like a flute playing mm-hmm. just now. I thought you were playing this for me. I'm not kidding.
Oh, no. I don't know what to say about that, Barbara.
Spirits are all over the place around me. They always have been,
yeah.
But I've got them under control.
What they want.
I have them. I have them under control. I just find it fascinating. That's all. So shall I not speak during my session? What do you need from me? Let me ask you that.
I need you to just relax and try to feel me, my energy, because right now I'm not able to get my energy into you because you're not relaxed. I need you
to relax. Okay, but I felt your energy. I swear, I felt it earlier, and then it left because of my talking, but I felt it come in. I felt your energy come in. I took two deep breaths, and then I talked, and I ruined everything. Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Let me connect again. Okay. Part of your problems in the throat chakra.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
The communication chakra.
Okay.
It stands for communication. I figure if you're trying to sell yourself that you need to be able to communicate. Right?
I've been trying to tell a few friends I will not name what I've been going through for a couple of years now. They aren't listening. So no, I'm not communicating well because they're not getting it. That's all I can think about. And I don't want to talk on the phone because every time I talk on the phone, that takes an hour out of my day and it drains the hell out of me because people repeat themselves on the phone for some reason. They have to say it over and over. And I'm like, okay, they even have to repeat bye 500 times at the end. It drives me insane. Why can't we just text and then see each other in real life every once in a while? And so people think I'm crazy because I don't like the phone and I've got to do all kinds of things because I don't like phone calls. Well, my dad hates phone calls. My brother doesn't like phone calls. I just know that we are the same in that regard. My mom, she'd be on the phone all day and be totally energetic, but she knew how to get off the phone easily. She'd be like, uh-huh, okay, bye-bye. And I just cannot get rid of people. Oh, God. Okay, so I either feel like I can't get rid of them and I'm wasting their time, or I'm worried that I'm wasting their time because I'm not interesting enough on the damn phone. And I looked it up, and those are the two basic reasons people do not like the phone. We feel like we are being distracted. So we make a phone call to somebody that we're doing that to them. I don't have any problem calling a doctor to make a doctor's appointment or, you know,
Barbara,
pizza delivery.
Still connected to me?
What was that?
Barbara, do you still feel connected to me?
No, I sat up. Okay, let me lay back down. Okay, but do you see how it got me upset? Because people aren't understanding this. I needed like a year or two to myself, by myself, with my daughter, seeing nobody. That's why I moved down south an hour, because it was too much in L.A. and I didn't want to live there anymore. They're always at my door, sucking me dry, and I haven't been able to even get my place properly done because of them. And they're damn phone calls. What? See?
Relax.
It makes me very mad. It's a problem. And that's why Johnny had you come. But I don't know how to connect you except for lay down and try to breathe heavily.
just take a deep breath in and let it out. And do that 3 times. Just consciously breathe deeply in through your nose and out through your mouth slowly. 3 times. There we go. That's much better.
Yeah, I did it 4 times just in case. All right, so I hope you understand, though, what I was telling you, that you can relate to it a little bit, because if you relate to it at all, maybe you could help me better.
Yeah, well, it's hard for everyone, communication, you know, but the phone is hard. I prefer in the face-to-face. This is kind of hard for me right now because I'm on the phone.
It's
I've
okay.
done remote before, but usually not quite like this.
Where do you live?
I live in Hudson, Florida.
Oh, that's so far away. You're on the other coast, so I'm in California, but I was thinking I could have a face-to-face one with you. But it's okay. Just go through the things so that people know when they get a Reiki what they're going to, you know, be questioned or what it entails, basically. It's not completely connected to me. I mean, it's a radio show. There's
yeah.
thousands of people listening right now. It is different. And I am a very animated person. As you can see, I have no trouble doing a radio show every day on my phone, by the way. So, no, that's scheduled. I know how long that's going to take. Da-da-da-da-da. So they're not getting it. All of a sudden, I become like this weirdo, you know, this weird, eccentric person that cannot make a phone call. Okay, so I'm going to lean back, and I'm going to relax. I'm going to continue to deep breathe. And if you see other things besides that, go for it.
I'll tell you. That's what I think I'm going to do is a chakra balancing first. I have a chakra board, and I'm holding my pendulum over it, over the root chakra, which is down by your tailbone.
Yes. Please check all that area, the woman area and everything, because my pap smear came back negative, or not negative. Abnormal. And so therefore you have to go in for something else. And I have to do that in a couple of days. So that's happening. And you might want to go around the chest area because they also found a lump in my breast. So, you know, maybe if you clear it, I won't have cancer when I go get my screening
for
that.
I know it's cured cancer before. I can't guarantee that. But
it's okay. I mean, what am I going to do? Get my radio wavelengths back.
Yeah, that chakra is blocked a little bit. So,
by the way, I can't feel what she felt. I don't feel what she felt. So maybe it was just that day or something different. I don't know. I just don't feel it, and I have pretty good fingertips. So. If you clear it, it doesn't come. If MRI shows nothing, I will call you and tell you you cured me. No.
Okay.
I'm going to take my deep breath and let you do your work.
Barbara, is there any way you can turn over on your stomach?
Okay.
Yeah, we're halfway done.
That wasn't me yawning, by the way. I hope you knew that. I don't yawn on my radio show like that. However, that wasn't me.
Okay. Oh, gross.
Okay, I'm laying on my stomach now.
Okay, there we go. Now I'm going to work on your back.
What was that?
I'm going to work on your back now.
Okay. Oh, good. Oh, my God, I forgot to tell you, Amber, I had costochondritis. Now I can feel it because I'm laying on my stomach. So right under the left breast, the muscles were ripped from my little muscles, ripped from my ribs in a dancing accident.
Oh, my God.
Man. Yeah.
You're not comfortable right now, are you?
No. Feel good.
Okay.
That was like 15 years ago, and it flares up into costochondritis now, and if you look that up, everybody will see the first sentence is always, this is very painful, and you can't rub it because then it's on fire, and it comes back in fast if you touch it. So all you can do is do nothing to it until it goes away. It comes on from stress and also having a cold and coughing, which I did just have beforehand. The end of the cold, then I have this. So that must be what Johnny is referring to. God, I have so many elements. I'm ailing. This is too much. God, you came right at the right time, Amber. Oh, my gosh. I'm on my stomach. I never lay on my stomach to sleep, though. It hurts my neck.
Turn your head to the side.
You want me to lay the head down to the side?
Yeah.
Okay, it is. It is.
Okay. Yeah, lay as flat as you can.
Johnny's not even here. I know it.
No, I'm
Johnny,
here.
Where are you?
I'm right here. Right here.
Well, I usually hear stuff going on, like in the background.
That's why I'm not used to. Oh.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were taking off on my right.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't taking off. I just wanted to give you a chance to kind of relax and.
I am relaxed.
Okay. All right. Okay. The everyone okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Good.
I'm just checking
what
her chakras right now.
So you're going through the chakras, getting that done. Do you talk through it or just do it silently? Can you explain to the listeners what you're doing?
I have an awesome imagination. I don't have to say it or anything. I just have my pendulum over. Right now I'm doing the sacral center. And
just tell us what you're doing because
on my,
it's like live radio here and nobody's hearing anything. They're tuning in late sometimes and then they're going to be confused.
Now when you do the stuff that you do, is it relaxing for both of you, like the person that you do it with, or? Relaxing for the both of you.
Yes. Oh, for me, it's energizing.
Okay.
And it will be for her as well. She'll be relaxed, but then tomorrow, she'll feel even better.
Okay.
I already feel better. I just want the audience
you'll
to
feel
know,
even better
like,
tomorrow.
Like, what are you doing to, I know you don't want to let the cat out
well,
of the
Well, a lot
day.
Of the secrets I can't really say, but there's symbols involved and different hand movements that are involved. And what I'm doing now is I have my pendulum board and I have one of the chakras on there and I'm the throat chakra and this is the communication chakra. So I'm imagining that the crystal is you and your throat chakra. So the pendulum is going to tell me whether it's blocked or not. And it is blocked.
Okay.
So we need to
focus
on that.
I want to tell you something about my throat, though, before you continue.
I did
see something on the back of my throat, like a cyst on the back of my throat a few weeks ago. And I thought, or a couple of weeks ago, that is seeming serious.
Yeah.
And then I went to the doctor to look at it, and it was gone. It was just gone. So I don't know what that was about. I've never seen anything like that. And she said I was just fine. Yeah. That was weird.
I don't know.
Hmm. Okay. So then how's my throat looking now? Do you feel it is my throat communication chakra getting cleared up?
Give me a few more minutes with it.
Okay. All right. Okay, let's...
You said 3 more minutes, so, Johnny, 3 more minutes. Wow, she's really working hard on me, isn't she? She's like...
Well, yes.
Meditating.
I am.
Wow.
Okay.
Looking at
it's
symbols.
Clear now.
I mean, not looking at symbols. You are imagining the symbols are coming into your thoughts about what's going on with me. Specifically, so no chakra, no cleanse, no Reiki cleanse of any kind is exactly the same.
No, it's not.
Is mine
it's
much
not.
Different? Is mine unique in any way?
Yeah, and I'm a different person. So my instincts and intuitions are going to be different than somebody else.
I've never had it before, so I'm not comparing you at all. I've had my chakras cleansed. That's it. And I really needed it. I came off of a huge injury at the start of this show. That's how they found me 3 years ago or longer.
That's right.
They found me. And I got back to them because they wanted to heal me, the show, with chakra cleanse. And I said, of course. Thank you. Because I just had fallen down the stairs forward. Okay, somersault, and then off the side with no railing in the middle of the night. Pure darkness, getting out of bed, at my friend's house, and he thought I was dead. He heard the crash. He thought, she's dead. There's no way she's alive. But I was alive, and I've been, I'll never be the same again, but thank God I'm not a vegetable or dead. Then they asked me to be the host. That was, that was a good thing, right? From the accident.
That was a good thing.
So, my throat has been acting up weird. My communication has been stressed out.
Your third eye is closed.
My third eye is closed?
Yes. I need to work on that.
Mm-hmm. Tell us what that means. That is horrid.
You're really close to God. I think that's what that is.
The attributes of being imbalanced is lack of direction and lack of clarity.
Okay.
I've been very, very bored. I love working so much, but I've just been so bored. I think it's because I worked on too many different things at once, but not one thing was ever really happening, and it just took everything out of me. And you're right. It's not healthy, the thing you're working on right now, because I need to be like I used to be. I would make goals. I never did anything unless I made a goal. Then I would do it.
Yeah.
It would be done. And then it would be the best, too. So I was trying to tell myself, do this again. Like, but Amber, why have I lost my way of doing this in life?
I think a lot of it is you have to get back in touch with yourself, Barbara. I think that meditation would help you a lot. Have you tried meditation?
Yes, even just 10 minutes at a time. I know how beneficial it is, because when I do that, and just deep breathing, maybe ask Alexa to put on a 10-minute guided meditation, it works so well. And I tell myself, okay, you're getting so confused right now. You don't know where to turn. You're going in circles. Everything's everywhere. Lay down, close your eyes, take deep breaths, and meditate. You wake up.
Yes.
Not wake up, but you sit up, and you really then can focus. Now, why? How does that help somebody so much?
It gets you in touch with your subconscious. And the more that you meditate, the closer you become with your subconscious. And then you'll start seeing different things. Different things will come to your mind, different intuitions, different visions and stuff will come to your mind after you've meditated for some time. I mean, I meditate for 30 minutes to an hour. Depending,
you know where a good meditation place is that actually forces you to meditate? People don't even know they're doing it. In the shower, and they come out of the they're in the shower, they're coming up with amazing ideas. They're thinking, why didn't I think of that just 5 minutes ago at my desk? They're thinking of, I get so many ideas, and then I have to rush and write them all down, because that was a special time that you were meditating where your mind was somewhere else. Maybe you won't remember when you get back to your stress area. So that was meditation, and I recognized that for the first time in my life. And my brother used to say, do you hear Dad talking to himself in the shower ever? And I go, no, I've never heard that. He goes, I can hear it through the walls. He talks to himself in the shower. And maybe that was such a good form of figuring things out for him, you know?
Yeah.
Cool.
It's good.
Yeah,
it's very helpful. Very helpful.
So I do know these. Yes, but so Amber, I do know these things. I do know, but I am guilty of not to use. So you're saying I need to do this more often. We used to have somebody guide us every Sunday through an hour. I think that was beneficial, but now we don't have her. So how many minutes per day or week should a person meditate?
It depends on your level. I mean, have you been doing it a long time, or are you a newbie?
Well, I did it, and then I was really into it, and then I got out of it and depressed and frazzled, and then got back into it, kind of like that. So I just need to get organized. That's what I've been saying since I moved here. And I'm almost there. I'm almost at the finish line where I've got my turnkey operation right here.
You got to make it a priority,
like
Barbara. You got to make it a priority.
Thank you, Amber, because we have to move out and move back in because they're redoing our places, and that's great because we'll have a brand new place and then my friends are asking me, well, why are you organizing and doing all of that if you just have to move in a month? Well, shouldn't I be organized every single day of my life? Somebody
yeah.
here and twiddle my thumbs for a month. So this question made me irate. And I was not proud of myself for snapping at my friend over the phone. But this is the perfect example of them not understanding me or things that matter to me that might seem trivial to them. And I feel like they don't listen. And you know what? That's a block in communication. So I'm trying to get better. Yeah. My mom passed away. It's been a year, April, and she used to be such a good boundary maker. That's why she could get off the phone. She was a leader. She was a speaker. I have a lot of her, you know, good attributes, but we're different, you know, and I learn from my mother, and I've learned from my mother. And since she died, I wanted to be more like her. And I have been putting my foot down and being more like her and saying, what would my mom say? She would say, you need stronger boundaries. And all the friends, they think, I don't like them anymore. Oh, my gosh, I can't visit you every other weekend and, you know, put my stuff all over your house. I mean, and ask you how to run my business and make me successful? No, because I have to do it for myself and my daughter, who is still in high school. So yeah. This is a frustrating life. And if I get it unfrustrated with people like you, whom I believe in 100%, I
yeah.
know I can do anything
yes.
I want to do.
You can.
Yes.
You can, absolutely, Barbara.
Now,
absolutely.
The root chakra is what you're working on, right?
I worked on that. I went down the line.
Oh.
I did the
oh, yeah,
root,
right.
the sacral, the
okay.
solar plexus, the heart, the throat, the third eye, and now I'm on the crown.
Oh, that one.
But
okay.
Johnny, we came to such a wonderful... enlightening thoughts that we were going over and realization in my life, and her agreeing, who's a professional and
okay.
has degrees in Reiki. And you know what? And you're asking, like, what chakra she's
my
on.
My apologies.
Did you not hear the life-changing
yes.
things that meditation and Reiki healing?
Yes, I heard you. I heard you. Yes, I heard you. Okay, good.
Okay, well, how do you, while she checks my crown, how do you feel about meditating and what I just said? I can do anything.
Whenever
I
go to bed, right before I go to bed, I mean, I consider that meditation to me because it's one of the most relaxing places. But I think everyone's different. I do not go, when I take a shower, I don't go into another state, though. I know some people do, but I don't. It's more like laying in bed does it for me.
Yeah, but is that on your stomach during the day? No, that's a comfortable position for you. Or is it when you close your eyes to go to sleep? You think that's meditation? Because I don't think falling asleep in that rapid eye movement, which is important, and just being asleep, I don't think that is meditation. We can ask her after she does my crown.
Okay, let's ask her.
Okay.
Like I've done it before. Amber, I've done it before. I've made goals that have taken a lot of work physically and endurance-wise. I became a United States dance champion 2 times, undefeated for 2 years. You have to have a strong mind to do that.
Oh,
but
yes.
I was spoiled at the time. You know, I had a boyfriend who was, like, paying for everything. I had 24-hour maids. I had a chef. I didn't have to do anything else. Now I have to do everything. I'm mom, dad, moneymaker, chauffeur, accountant. I have to actually still look good for my job, which is to everybody looking at me, you know, give me money for my modeling. You know what I mean? It's just,
yes.
That's a lot. That's why I love radio. To me, this is the easiest job I've ever had. So I do it all now. And I get those doubts coming into my crown. Those doubts. The only reason you completed those goals is because, you know, you only did that. And, you know, now I don't think you can do a goal like that or complete a goal, achieve a goal like that, because you have to do all these other things, and it's disturbing that. So you just got to accept that. This is where I am at.
That's a cool place to be.
It sure is. No, what did you say? A cruel or cool?
Cool place to be.
Cool. Really? So that's positive. I think it's, like, frustrating to be in this place, in the place that I am. I'm talking about.
Well, you got to look at it this way, too. Your lessons are painful. When we get lessons, they're painful. So it's a sign that you're growing, you know.
You mean it's a sign that I'm growing, that I have a roadblock?
Yes, because you have to cross that roadblock. That's your lesson.
What if you
do? Yeah, that's your lesson. You have to learn how to conquer that.
What if you don't? What if you just give up and you say, well, I've already lived my best years. I give up. Leos like me, we're not really like that. We never self-destruct. I know that. I don't want to be
that. I'm a Leo, too.
You are a Leo?
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah.
Where's
I click
birthday?
With you. I know that. When's your birthday?
Yeah. August 20th.
No way. Mine's August 21st.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's close. That's so close together.
That is cool.
It changes to Virgo on the 20th. So,
right.
Yeah. I've had my whole thing done by Arlene Dahl. She was married to Fernando Lamas. I was close with her at one time, and she gave me, I have it still, complete. Where you know your moons, you know everything about you.
Oh, the birth chart,
yes.
I had mine done, too.
That's valuable to have.
A friend of mine did mine, and she put it all in Facebook Instant Messenger, so now I have to go back and copy and paste it.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I have mine all printed
tablet.
On paper the old-fashioned way.
There
but,
you go. That's
hey,
what I should have done.
At least you know you can find it, even though it's a hassle. Mine could be within two different storage compartments, and I was just thinking, oh, I better still have that. That means a lot to me, you know. So I don't have it on what you have it on. I'd rather have it on digital, actually. I would. I feel safer with digital nowadays, with floods
yeah.
and fires and all that.
Well, I'm
so,
done, Barbara. How do you feel?
You did my crown. I love that part.
Yeah, I did your crown. I did all your chakras. Yeah. There was a lot of them that were blocked.
So do you have to do that before you do the Reiki, or is this I got
no,
two in
one?
No,
it's part
thing.
Of it. It's all part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I can actually check that I want to. I just left for last this time.
Do you recommend that people go get their chakras cleansed before they have a Reiki session, or prepare in
no,
any way?
No, because the Reiki does it. The Reiki does it all.
So I don't feel guilty. I wasn't supposed to meditate first, or I mean, Johnny didn't tell me to do anything, so that makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, I didn't. The only I was going to say something. The only thing I was asking her, like what Barbara needed to do. The only thing that Barbara, sorry, oh God, I'm saying the wrong people's names. Amber, the only thing Amber told said that you would need to do is be in some place where you could relax. You know,
That's a given. Everybody knows that, Johnny. And I got it. So really, no preparation. But how much? Give us a ballpark. Is this expensive, these sessions? Or do you give a deal? Do you do, like, many?
Well,
how many sessions do you need?
Well, I've got thousands of sessions under my belt, but what I usually charge is $2 a minute.
So they can say, hey, you know what, this is how much money I have. You say, well, it's going to be this many minutes. Well, let's get to work. And I like that because, you don't have to say, oh, I can't afford it and you can't do it. You do.
Right.
Okay, so what's
you
the minimum minute? Right. Minimum minutes you take. What's that?
The minimum minutes, 10.
Minimum. 10? So,
mm-hmm.
Cool. You can just get touch-ups a few times a week or a couple times a week. It's going to just set you back like $40. $40 mm-hmm. to do something for yourself that can change your life. I'd say that's very affordable. I think it's great. You know, I have a very best friend. We actually call each other sisters. We're so close. Robin, you know, Johnny, who's been on
the show. Yes.
She really was into Reiki. She wanted to study it and do it and all that. So I'll send her this show, and it'll be nice to get her feedback and see where she is with her Reiki.
She's
education.
Been on the show. She's had her done.
Well,
remember, Barbara?
The one I have been doing is John Ray Reiki or White Light Reiki.
Okay,
it's,
I'm going to write it down. White,
it's lane, it's
light.
White light. It's lineage based.
White light or? The other one. I didn't get it.
John Ray.
John Ray?
J-O-N-R-E-I.
Okay, so these masters. Are these masters? R-A-I. Okay. All right, well, that's a couple of people. But you know what? Thank you for that. But we really want to know, how do people get a hold of you, Amber Henry, to book their Reiki session?
I gave him my email because right now that's
all
I have.
Well, then give it to the listener. Give it to the listener right now.
It's princess_amber123@yahoo.com.
What was the first word again?
Princess.
Princess_amber.
Thank you. 123@yahoo.com.
Okay, I wrote it down. I got it. So we'll put that in all of our shout-outs when we send the show out for everybody to listen, because not everybody can catch it live. But for you that did listen live, thank you so much for listening and caring about my special time.
Okay.
And you know what? It does make you feel special when you get something done like this. You feel like, okay. And when you do something for yourself, you feel like you're worth working so hard for yourself. You're worth it because you love yourself. You know, I let myself go a few years ago. I mean, I was just trudging along, taking care of this child, and it was hard, and I had to move to Arizona, and then I was stuck, and you know what? I let myself go. I gained weight. You know, that wasn't me. That wasn't me, and
right.
It doesn't have to be anybody. You can be everything you want to be, and a mother, and a father, and make it and do great things. So believe in that, because it is true when you work with people like you, Amber Henry. And are you anywhere on social media that we need to shout out?
I'm on Facebook, Amber Henry, and I also paint. So I've got Amber Henry Art on Facebook as well.
Oh, you're a painter too? Tell us everything.
Well, I'm an author, too.
Oh, well, you didn't tell
I'm working on my
book.
Autobiography.
Okay.
But I do a
Johnny,
lot of poems.
Did you know this? Johnny.
What?
I know you read out an introduction in the beginning, but
mm-hmm.
sometimes it's kind of hard to, you know, just listen to a reading of, like, all this stuff.
What I was going to say is I'm putting in her email in the description. Is it princess_123@yahoo.com?
No, princess_amber123@yahoo.com.
Oh, princess_amber. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you later. I wrote it down. Okay. Okay. It's fine. So we'll put it in there, and you're also on Facebook, and you are an artist and an author. Tell us where we can get your book, what's the title, and where can we find it?
I haven't written it yet. I'm in the process. I do have some poetry samples on my my Facebook page. I believe I've got some poetry there.
I love poetry.
And but my now my art, I have an Etsy site. That's,
oh, yeah?
How's
that going?
Yeah.
Can you tell us that?
We can
check it out.
Art by Amber. Art by Amber Henry on Etsy. Let me pull it up.
On Etsy. Okay, because...
No. Amber Henry Art.
I'm sorry. Amber Henry Art. Okay.
Yes. That's on my Etsy.
Okay. Well, I love art. I am that way. I love the arts, you know, as Leos. We're humanitarians as well, and we're generous.
Yeah.
And we are pendant, is another one, independent. We to know how to make our own way. I was ashamed of myself when I got out of that relationship, and I didn't even know how to use an ATM machine. You never can lose your skills, people. I felt like, what do I do now, you know? It's like every single thing was done for me. Well, don't lose your basics. It's just something that you have to learn again, and it's just kind of awkward. But I've had a great time on the show with you, Amber Henry, and I'm going to follow you at Facebook Art and on, well, I'm sorry, Art by Amber Henry. No, Amber Henry. Oh, God. Everybody, I'm so sorry. You'd say it.
On Facebook is Art by Amber Henry, and on Etsy is Amber Henry Art. I should have kept it the same. I don't know.
It's okay. Drop one and whatever is you have the most followers that one and just take the other one and make another one. The same name.
No, Barbara, do you feel
that.
Different?
I have like five different things I was using. What, Johnny?
Do you feel different?
What?
Do you feel different?
Oh, I feel energized. I feel great because you know what? Even if our vibrations were a little less being on the radio, never meeting, not face-to-face, over the phone lines, over the radio lines with people listening live on the radio, you know what? Just talking about it, just having people understand what you're saying, just acknowledging it and dissecting it with your voice, your communication, that in itself helps so very much. So thank you so much, Amber, for
skill. You're welcome. And you'll feel even better tomorrow.
Really? I'm excited.
And it's because what I did was thought kind of help your body energize to heal itself is what I did. And then I took the chakras and I got them spinning in the right direction. And that was it. I put some symbols I used. And I did the whole body. I did the head, the third eye, the eyes, the arms, the legs, the feet, the hands.
My shoulder feels
hands
better.
Hands have chakras, too. Hands have chakras, and the feet have chakras as well.
Well, they do so much. How could they not? I mean, the hands.
Yeah.
I screwed my hands up by landing on those with the stairfall. They're finally not doing those electric shocks now. But my shoulder, I woke up still a tiny bit out, but way better. I think it will be gone by tomorrow because you did my arms. And we'll see at the doctor's appointment with the MRI and the biopsy. We're going to see. And you know what? I have faith. I believe I'm going to be just fine. And the results are going to come back fine. And thank you so much, Amber Henry.
You're welcome.
Donnie enjoyed you as well.
Yes,
and
I did.
It's so important, people. Keep your mind, body, and spirit tuned up. This is a great way to do it.
Yes.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, Barbara.
Good night.
Thank you for coming on.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Did it go as well as you thought?
Well, I mean, I need to end the episode, but thank you for coming on. I'm going to go ahead and end it. Here we go.